Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Nate Taylor, 5 minutes of ESPN, your Chiefs beat writer of the Four Letter Network. Nate Taylor, coming off of the Thanksgiving game, he's had a little mini bye as well, so we'll get to that as well. So let's dive into this one before we get to Nate Taylor, because we've talked about it earlier. Like, what team are you going to see on Sunday? Are you going to see the team that you've seen all year? Are you going to see a team that's had to stare itself in the face with adversity and say, if we don't win, it's going to be a quick season?
Yep. I think we're going to see the one that we've seen all season long. Until I see evidence otherwise, it's hard for me to say, yeah, we're going to see this Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid offensive juggernaut that we've come used to seeing, or this defensive juggernaut. Like, if they're going to change the way that they play, well, then here's what has to happen, okay? They need to go under center. They need to run the football. They need to not expose their offensive tackles who are backups. They need to get pressure on the quarterback with the front four and not have the blitz on every single play. They need to be proficient on special teams and not make mistakes. I don't know if this version of this organization right now, this 2025 version, is capable of doing all of that stuff. We haven't seen it all year. They've had untimely turnovers. They've had bad plays defensively. They've not been able to rush. Like, all of a sudden in week 14, four guys are not going to be able to start rushing the passer, are they? Like, I mean, where's that been for the first 13?
Well, you got to clean some things up.
Yeah, but I hate that line. That's a cliche throwaway line to try to move on to the next thing. Every coach says it. You hear it every week in the NFL.
Is that worse than things will work themselves out?
That's terrible, too.
That's Josh Allen's example of the offense in Buffalo. Things will work themselves out. It's week 14.
Yeah, and see, that's the answer. When people continue to say we're this close, it's week 14. If you were this close, you would have hit that in week 3. And so it's just, to me, the problems are still problems with this team. The front four not being able to get pressure, the offensive line now being banged up, and the, what's the word that I'm looking for? The want to that is not there to run the football.
Desire
to run the football. Because it's not inability to run the football. It's desire to run the football. And I think that goes to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And untimely turnovers.
It's not on Patrick Mahomes. I just don't know how that's on Patrick Mahomes. That's on Andy Reid. Run the football. That's on you. You're the play caller. Run the football.
Well, when you do an RPO. And
okay,
you're
great. Don't do RPO.
I agree with that, because you can't trust Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think that's true either. I think you have to do the R to do the RPO. If you're not doing runs, then you can't do RPOs. You have to do the first part.
You do. But
that's
Patrick,
on Andy Reid.
But you've got to call that run because you can't trust your quarterback in an RPO situation.
But you can't trust him because of the defense, Bob, not because of Mahomes. The defense you can't trust because they're not going after the R. That's on Andy Reid.
No, we're arguing the same thing here.
I think we are. I don't know.
Andy Reid needs to call
you
strictly
think we
runs.
Are?
Yeah. Nah. Andy Reid needs to call strict run plays. He can't give his quarterback the option to do run or pass because the quarterback is not taking the run option ever. He's going with the P option. So you have to tell him as a child, you're no longer getting cake until you clean your room. And then when they start running the football effectively, then we can give you those RPOs back, because the quarterback is taking the R and throwing that out with the trash and just focusing on the P option of this one.
I agree.
So that's why the coach has to say, we're running power dives up the middle and there's no P option. It is a run play.
My extension only to that, my only edit to that would be that should always be the case. You always need those HB dives. You always need those pure runs to have an RPO to make it work. That's how it happened. That's how it was birthed.
What happened to the halfback counter?
Yeah, we don't see that anymore.
That was the goat of Madden.
Yeah, Binkley's up there going, I tell you what, let me tell you about the halfback counter. Yeah.
The only thing this team's proven that they can change is penalties on a one-game situation. They can clean it up for one game. They've proven that this season. Twice.
One
game, yeah, and then it's back.
And that was a Detroit game. They didn't have any penalties. Right. Is that what it was? What about this being at home? We know that's a different team at home.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, are they going to...
Do you still give Arrowhead the advantage?
Yeah, you'd like to. Sure, okay. Absolutely. But they've got to go out there and take advantage of that. Like, Arrowhead can only do so much. The crowd can only be... you know, such a factor in these games. The players have to go out there and play. And, you know, again, the offensive or the defensive line not being able to get home on rushing four is a major detriment to everything that you want to do on defense. It's essentially, you know, the same thing that we're talking about offensively, Dusty. It's like, you're not going to run the ball, so you've become a one-dimensional offense. Well, you can't get home with four guys rushing the passer. Correct. You've essentially become a one-dimensional defense. And so that you know, that tells me some of it is play calling, obviously, from an offensive standpoint, but a defensive standpoint, a lot of it's probably a personnel standpoint, and they really need to do a better job evaluating that position this offseason.
Can't think of anybody else to ask other than the Nate Taylor.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's made me laugh.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
You better believe it. ESPN's own Nate Taylor. All thing, everything Chiefs. Nate, I got to ask, the offensive line. Is it really Wanye at left tackle over Jalen Moore?
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to start here.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is this, right? And again, we may get more clarification. Hopefully we get a better answer from Matt Nagy later today. But, like, my theory is this has to be a smokescreen, right? Because technically you did put it on tape because the game did not go the way you anticipated in Dallas, right? Hey, if Jawan Taylor gets hurt at halftime or he can't go in the second half. Okay, well, the answer is, hey, you have to play Jalen Moore. He is your next guy up. Okay, totally makes sense. Uh-oh, there goes Josh Simmons' wrist. So, all right, well, we don't have, you know, we have Wanye Morris. We could do that. But I think it's a philosophical question about what Andy Heck and Andy Reid want from their backup tackles, where it's, hey, if you're on the field already, we don't necessarily want to switch positions in the middle of the game. Based on, you know, practice reps and all the things that happened, you know, leading up to the game. By the way, they only had one practice from, you know, beating the Colts to playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. All right, well, let me just put that out there in a press conference so that maybe, I guess maybe the Houston Texans will, like, treat it with, you know, validity. But, like, I understand why fans are, you know, up in arms about the possibility of Wanye Morris at left tackle when we've actually seen him play pretty well at right tackle on occasion, especially during his rookie season. Last year was a little bit chaotic because once things didn't work out with Kingsley Suamataia, they really didn't have a left tackle outside of Wanye Morris. But this season you do. You sign Jalen Moore to potentially be the starting left tackle. We all know what happened at the draft with Josh Simmons essentially falling to their lap. But yeah, like that's my only theory, guys, is that, like, hey, let's lie to the Houston Texans and then let's actually practice the way I think most people should. It's been really fun to watch even former players like Mitchell Schwartz kind of lose their mind over the idea that Wanye Morris is at left tackle and Jalen Moore is at right tackle.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand how you do that to your quarterback who literally lost his mind on Wanye Morris a year ago at this time.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, one of the best things about last season, in the midst of them going 15-1, is Patrick Mahomes screaming. If people don't remember this is on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. This is against the Raiders. This isn't even Max Crosby, right? Because I think Max Crosby was mostly lining up against Jawan Taylor that day. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes literally screaming at Andy Reid and Matt Nagy, essentially saying, get him off the field. Guys, that's when they went to Joe Tooney and they never looked back. And Wanye Morris was essentially, you know, a backup player from that point. So, I mean, look, is Wanye Morris healthy? Sure. Has he been in the system? Yeah. Does he have the tools to, like, be, you know, a capable backup? Of course. But does that mean he's going to do that and play that well on a down-to-down basis with, like, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson lurking? Yeah, you can't do this, man. Like, you really, unless you're going to have a tight end dedicated to the left side of the formation. And I actually thought about this yesterday. Okay, maybe you have more tight ends on the field, right? Well, does that mean, you know, Noah Gray's back? Obviously, he had the concussion a couple games ago. He missed the Cowboys game. Okay, fine. I guess you could do chip help, but that's why Josh Simmons is perhaps done for the season, because he fractured his wrist with some friendly fire from Kareem Hunt. We've actually seen Jalen Moore, and I know this must also drive fans nuts too. We've seen Jalen Moore do really well against Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah. Hey, man, that's either Danielle Hunter or Will Anderson. And by the way, they have better pass rush production than the entire defensive line of your Kansas City Chiefs. So I have to believe that Andy Reid was lying to us, and I guess we'll see if Matt Nagy continues that lie today.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at any level to do something like that, because the job as a head coach is to put your team in the best possible position to be successful. And in my opinion, and clearly based on the reaction of Patrick a year ago, Wanya Morris at left tackle is not putting your team in the best possible position to be successful.
Oh, and by the way, guys, this is essentially a play-in slash playoff game. Like, this isn't, hey, this is October, we're just experimenting, hey, we just need to get through this game, you know, so Josh can come back or whoever, you know, in the lineup. No, man, this is a playoff. This is the most desperate you need to behave to try to keep your season going. So, I don't understand it. You know, I know some people have said another theory is like, well, hey, if Juwan Taylor's not going to be available on Sunday, well, is it time to start seeing, you know, Jalen Moore at the right tackle position? Because with Josh Simmons and how well he has played before the injury, that is the logical destination for Jalen Moore in 2026. Well, it's not 2026, guys. It's still 2025. What are you doing?
Nate, I want to bring up. Yeah, go ahead.
We know he can play right tackle. You saw it in the preseason. It's fine, but like, we don't need to be doing auditions when, like, again, your season is literally on the brink.
Nate, I think Mac and I tallied it up against the Colts. The Chiefs ran the ball under center. I think it was 12 times. I might have missed one or given one too many. If I set the over under at 10.5 this week against the Houston Texans of runs under center, where would you go with that?
Knowing this group, I would still go under. I mean, if it was me, we would do that. You know, we do a modified version of what Herm Edwards used to do when he had Damon Heward as his quarterback. He's, think about how far the Chiefs have come.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's just like, hey, man, it's run. Tell me what the down and distance is on third down. And I guess we'll pass if we need to pass. But, you know, in terms of managing the clock, of not exposing your quarterback given your limitations from pass protection due to injuries, and just the statistics. I know Andy Reid said earlier this week, like, yes, guys, we have the stats. And I'm like, well, coach, like, one of the best stats is you guys are actually pretty productive under center because, you know, your linemen are pretty good at run blocking when given the opportunity against light boxes, right? So you're not even – it's not like any defense is going to, like, put eight guys in the box against you. So you're always going to have inherently a numbers advantage if you guys just execute well. I would love to say over, but I just think they'll do it, you know, here and there kind of sparingly to say they did it. But, man, I just – I don't know if I have faith, right? I think I have more faith in the Chiefs trying to be – capable on the quick game to keep the ball in their quarterback's hands but not expose him. But again, as I was saying to, like, Logan yesterday during the press conferences, hey, man, that quick game better be real quick if you're going to have Wanya Morris at left tackle and Jalen Moore at right tackle. And look, Mike Caliendo, you know, there's still tape of him, so teams are starting to figure out how to, you know, attack him as a backup right guard. Yeah, I just think they're going to do – I think the Chiefs are going to do a lot of, you know, behind-the-line of scrimmage passes, maybe have a reverse or some jet sweeps involved to put the defensive ends in conflict. But also, I just think you're going to be in shotgun and just say, hey, Patrick, find the one-on-one matchup you want against man or the quick answer against zone, whether that's Rashee Rice or Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. I just don't think this team is – I don't have faith that this team is going to change its philosophical profile
right.
again, like you guys were saying earlier, in week 14.
Yeah, it's and that's where I am, and I can sense a little bit from you, maybe a little frustration. You did use the term, this group is going to change. Like you're laughing to yourself. Like, do we really think in week 14 they're going to change who they are? And for me, the answer is no. And that's why I think right now, it's hard for me to say that they can go out there and beat the Houston Texans and make a run to the postseason, because if they stay the way that they've been all year, well, then they're not going to make it into the postseason.
We're asking this team to win five games without their best left tackle for the next four games, right? We're asking this team to win five straight games when the defense has struggled to get off the field, in particular on gotta-have-it moments on third down in the second half. If you look at what my colleague Dan Orlovsky has done over the last 2 days, it's essentially be like, hey, it's not a scheme thing. It's more of a personnel thing with the Chiefs defense. And so do they have the horses to get off the field on third down, even though you are getting to third and long, right? We all know the issues on pass rush. All of a sudden, I mean, George Karloftis, man, you better play like your hair's on fire on Sunday to provide support for Chris Jones. Look, we're asking a lot. In this one particular game, if people are asking, well, Nate, give me a glimmer of hope against the Houston Texans, I have a thought that this team, especially on offense, got a little bit like, we want to just do the cool stuff. I actually talked to Spector about this. Hey, man, we just want to do all the cool stuff. We want to just throw it deep. We want to do this. We want to do that. We want to do all the innovative stuff. Huh? What do you mean? What? Do the basics? Huh? They actually were really good at this last year when they were forced to do it because they didn't have a receiver worth a damn. They had Kareem Hunt as their leading rusher, and they were trying to three-peat. So, actually, the coaching staff did a lot better when they were restricted. Hey, we don't have a left tackle. Well, how can we manage the offense? The offense was actually pretty good last year based on the restrictions that they had from a player standpoint. And my hope is, hey, you watch practice this week. You know you're limited at left tackle, or you know you're limited in certain areas of the game plan, so that actually is going to restrict you to do the wise thing, which is actually coach appropriately to the talent that you have. I thought Andy did a masterful job last year when, again, they played the New Orleans Saints with Juju Smith-Schuster as their best receiver, and they actually went up and down the field. So, hey, they played Myles Garrett last year with Joe Tooney at left tackle, and they found ways to be creative and productive and move the ball down the field and execute in the red zone to give themselves an advantage. So there are tapes of this, right? They played the Steelers on Christmas Day, and, you know, T.J. Watt did not wreck the game. What you're asking is this team to do the similar thing this time where, hey, you cannot let Will Anderson wreck this game. Because what I just saw, what the Texans did to the Colts, was darn near criminal, because you need Mahomes to stay upright. So move the pocket, rollouts, make it boots, play action passes. Like, you know, give the defensive end something to think about instead of just, hey, I can just pin my ears back and I can go to the quarterback.
Nate, Mahomes, right? I know there's been a lot of adversity in this season, but there's a lot of people, especially on the program that you're with ESPN, that say until there's an elimination next to that name, the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm not doubting this team because of who 15 is. Third in the NFL in passing yards, fifth in touchdowns. He is putting together quite the season, but it kind of goes under the radar with all the drama that has been going on in Kansas City.
Yeah. Guys, don't criticize the quarterback. It's not the quarterback's fault. It really isn't. He did miracles on Thanksgiving, all right? I just want people to recognize.
Stop throwing interceptions at inopportune times, bro.
You can
give me all the stats you want. It's the interceptions at the inappropriate times that drive me nuts.
Well, there's only one this year, Bob. Two. There's only one.
I got Denver and I got Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's bad. Jacksonville's the worst. I actually don't put a ton of him on Denver. He knows he can't make that throw, right? The problem is Juwan Taylor put them behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
And because they were in third and 15 in the red zone, and because the offense was terrible in the first half because mostly play calling, decision making, and all that jazz. they put their quarterback in a place where he said, oh, I have to be Superman. And it's like, no. You can just take the 3 points and move on. But, look, everybody throws interceptions in the league. He's actually thrown less than most. I know Matthew Stafford just had his first game where it looked like, ooh, not great. Where he had some red zone interceptions too. I still think Matthew Stafford's like the leading MVP candidate, but like you measure him and Patrick Mahomes, they're wildly similar. I know I love Jeff Saturday. What are you talking about, sir? like are you watching the games? Because the two factors for Patrick Mahomes this season that are negative is, yes, you threw a pick six that essentially changed the complexion of the game in Jacksonville.
And season.
While also leading the team to a game-winning drive in the fourth quarter that was upended by, you know, Trevor Lawrence falling down and getting back up and still scoring. The Denver game is interesting because he threw the interception, terrible decision. Chiefs defense couldn't get off the field, but hey, 4 minutes left, you have the ball, yeah. Go win us the game, three and out, not great. So outside of those two games, I still think he's playing at a very, very high level. And the reason why people think Patrick isn't having as good of a season as he is because he does not have the ball last, Bob. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I am playing out of my mind on opening night in Sao Paulo. Hey, just go give me the ball. Go give me the ball. Nope. Okay. Well, hey, you know what, Travis? You know, I should have a touchdown instead of an interception, whatever. You know what? All I got to do is get off the field against Jalen Hurts. Get off the field. Get off. Nope. Not going to get the ball. Nope. Okay. Well, hey, I just did an amazing job getting away from Quentin Williams, and I scrambled, and I found, you know, Xavier Worthy, and then on fourth down, I found Rashee Rice, and we scored a touchdown, and hey, we're right back in it, boys. We're only down three. All I got to do is get me the ball back. Give me the ball back. No ball. They're just going to run out the clock. It's, you know, too often the Chiefs defense has not done what its one job is,
right.
Is to give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes in a one game, in a one score game, in a late game situation, because that's what they did last year. And often last year, Patrick Mahomes did an excellent job of managing the game in the fourth quarter. So I just think people forget, you know, you don't have to necessarily look at the stats, but at the same time, he has not had the moments that we have become accustomed to because the Chiefs defense cannot get off the field when the game is right there to be had.
And that being said, though, that means then you have to change what you're doing. You have to play that complimentary football if you're Patrick Mahomes and you can't continue to be Superman. Because we've known now for a while this defense can't get off the field. The league knows third and long, cover zero, blitz, here it comes, complete first down. Like, everybody knows what's happening right now. And so knowing all of those things, man, like, for Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to put a little bit more pressure. You're the arguably one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. You have to make the plays within the game that are conducive to the way that the game flow is going. And if your defense isn't going to get off the field and give you that opportunity to get the ball back, then you have to play a little bit closer to the vest, and you can't take those chances because this isn't an offense that can score on a dime or a defense that can get off the field. And so that's why I have a little kind of, you know, blame towards the quarterback, because he has to understand that where we are in the course of the game or in the course of the season is different than where they've been before. And knowing that the defense is going to get you the ball back because they've done it in the past, that's not the case in the future right now. And so you have to play a little bit differently and can't take those chances because of the dynamic of this team.
But Bob, I think that is why he's taking more chances, is because he is, I think he's recognized it a lot faster than Andy Reid. And again, Patrick really didn't do anything super bad Thursday against the Denver Broncos. Against the Dallas Cowboys. I just want to remind people, like, it's fourth and four from the 44. Like, just keep Patrick on the field. Hey, Patrick delivers a beautiful ball to Rashee Rice, who drops it. Like, those are the two reasons why the Chiefs got down 10 points outside of their defense, where the offense had a chance to control things or to keep the game going a certain way, to your point, Bob. But I think Patrick has started to recognize, ooh, buddy, all right, I don't have my left tackle. I don't have my right tackle. Okay, I got to go into creation, Superman, you know, do all these wonderful things. I think Patrick also realizes, too, hey, against top-flight defenses, and this is going to be where I think you and I agree about this particular matchup, this Houston Texans defense is just as good as the Denver Broncos. So the last time we saw you play a defense this well, you got so annoyed, so frustrated that you just said, you know what? I haven't thrown a ball to Elijah Mitchell all year. I'm going to make it work anyway. And we're like, no, don't do that.
Right.
No. So will you have learned from that experience to where you say, okay, points is at a premium today. This game is going to be played likely in the 20s, right? You're not going to, you know, I don't think C.J. Stroud is going to go up and down the field the same way Dak Prescott did. It's going to be cold, right? We're going back to more real football playoff atmosphere. We all understand that. So I tend to agree that the quarterback has to manage the game well, and we all know he's talented enough to do that. But I also understand, too, that, like, he's starting to feel the pressure now of, I cannot give the ball back to the other quarterback if he's playing well and capable today. And also, man, we might not have the defense to do it, which means I cannot, you know, go this – I cannot – hold the ball and just wait for the next possession. Because the next possession, I might be down more than I was on this previous one, which sort of squeezes the quarterback into making maybe not as great decision-making. Again, you look at the stats, you look at the way he's played on a down-to-down basis. He's been, by the way, excellent on fourth down this season, which is why it has to be, again, aggravating for Chiefs fans to realize that, like, again, Andy Reid trusted his defense against the Cowboys more than he trusted his own quarterback, again, on fourth and four from the 44-yard line, which is one of the most cowardly punts all season, again, in a game where we all thought you had to have. So Mahomes is going to have to use his legs, I think, a little bit more often against the Texans on Sunday, and he's going to have to manage the game and not force things, but still be capable enough on occasion to do that Superman stuff, because that, I think, is what's going to be required, given the fact that we, again, do not technically know who his left tackle is, although we know it's a real possibility it could be Wanyama Morris.
That is Nate Taylor of ESPN. Nate, keep doing the Lord's work. Have a good time. Use your Richard Beaters to give us a really powerful story this week. And then yes or no, do you have your tonsils?
Yes, I have my tonsils. And yes, these man beaters are made to type.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, so you don't have to worry about me when it comes to being professional.
Are you going to ask Andy what the guys meant by that? Because if you don't, Florio will come after you.
right. Like, guys, let's not misconstrue things, all right? There's a lot of sexual innuendos between football coaches of this era and, like, the 1820s. It's just a way of life, and I enjoy it immensely.
We enjoy you the same, Nate. Take care.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.